Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 19th, 2013 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In diaries today, a quick diary about sinkholes and monitoring traffic your network may send through these sinkholes. A sinkhole essentially is something that your ISP may set up, Microsoft and a couple other entities are setting up occasionally, that is trapping all traffic destined for bot controllers. So for example, Microsoft has obtained court orders in the past that gave it access to a certain domain names that were used to control botnets. Now, what they then did is they typically set up a server that will respond to the requests that these bots are still sending to these hosts. And they typically use that to, for example, notify ISPs about infected systems. ISPs also have done similar tricks, and to you as an end user, in particular, if you're in charge of a larger network, it may on occasion be advantageous to figure out if any systems inside your network are sending traffic to these sinkholes, because that would allow you to identify infected systems. Sadly for us as defenders, these IP address and host names are not always well known. There are a couple of them that are sort of included in, for example, the emerging threats snort rules. But overall, the people who run these sinkholes try to keep them somewhat private, so the bad guys don't necessarily know what IP addresses to block. On the other hand, what you can do is you can get pretty readily the host names and domain names that are being blocked and redirected. Then you can either just look up what IP address are they being redirected to, or check at your DNS server. One of our readers, Brent, commented that response policy zones that you can implement in name servers like Bind pretty easily are a great feature to detect these hosts. So that's certainly something that you should take a look at. And vBulletin users, be aware there is apparently a zero day out there that's being exploited and has led not just to the Mac rumors compromise, but also the vBulletin.com site itself, as well as the forum.defcon.org site, was compromised using this apparent zero day. At this point, the only backup we have to the fact that this may be a zero day in vBulletin is the fact that the attacker of these sites did publish screenshots of the data they obtained while running their exploits, and they're offering now the exploit for $7,000 for sale. Of course, in particular, critical here is the compromise of the vBulletin.com site, since a lot of forum administrators are probably registered on that site and they may reuse passwords. So even if you don't run vBulletin anymore and you're running now another forum software, but you're still using the same password, you may have a problem. So if you run vBulletin, watch your logs, make sure you have logs that are stored off the host vBulletin is running on, and if possible, see if you can come up with some kind of hardening tricks that you would like to share, and we'll gladly publish any tricks that you can come up with. And earlier I talked about DNS and monitoring DNS servers. Jim Clausing updated his tool DumpDNS after a reader reported a problem with it. This tool is a little Perl script that will read a packet capture and extract DNS queries from it. Pretty neat, handy tool. The particular issue that Curtis, one of our readers, reported had to do with DNS queries over TCP that were not always recognized correctly. So if you're using a tool, check out the latest version 1.5.1 that Jim just released. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.